Thank you and good morning. Investigators are still piecing together information about two shootings in the Rancho Sequoia area of Humboldt County. Sheriff's deputies and the county SWAT team arrested 30-year-old Matthew Aaron Brown early Tuesday morning. He is considered the prime suspect in the shooting death of 49-year-old Neil Decker following an altercation on Friday night. It's still unclear if Brown is connected to the second shooting victim, who was found while deputies were actively searching for Brown, according to Lieutenant Steve Knight.
We're not sure yet. We're definitely not ruling that out. He's actually being interviewed by detectives at this point, but we don't know if he's the one who killed the suspect or somebody else. So that's what detectives are trying to determine.
Eureka police have sent two detectives to assist in the investigation, and the DA's office and the California State Department of Justice are on scene as well. The entire areas around the scenes of both deaths are being treated as crime scenes, according to Knight.
We do have a person detained that was in the area last evening that is also being interviewed that may have some direct knowledge. It's rather complicated trying to determine who did what. I know they're working diligently. They've been out since last night trying to find out exactly what happened.
There have now been four homicides in the Rancho Sequoia area in the past 24 months. Residents of Humboldt County have called for increased spending on public safety, and on Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors heeded that call. The board unanimously approved a half-cent sales tax increase that will generate revenue for public safety services, primarily for the sheriff's office, which is under pressure to provide better coverage to rural and isolated areas of the county. The sales tax increase is temporary and will expire in 5 years. Voters will have the choice to approve it at the ballot box in November. The revenue will also be used to support the probation department, the DA's office, and local fire departments in an effort to improve public safety services across the board. The board also laid the groundwork for a plastic bag ban. The supervisors have directed staff to develop a county ordinance pattern on the Arcata City ordinance that would ban single-use plastic bags by retailers throughout the county. The supervisors all support the measure, but the details have yet to be worked out, such as who will enforce the ban, what, if any, cost will be incurred by merchants or the county, and when any such ban should be implemented. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill sponsored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, a bill aimed at students under the age of 21 who have enrolled in college and who are studying brewing and winemaking. State law prohibits anyone under the age of 21 from consuming alcoholic beverages, and Chesbro's bill allows students to taste but not drink wine and beer when enrolled in accredited classes. Chesbro said in a statement that the bill will ensure students receive the best preparation from their educational training and make them competitive in these rapidly growing industries. California produces more than 90% of the country's wine and is a leader in beer making and brewing as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Brown signed more than 20 pieces of legislation into law on Monday, and one of those bills will affect youth and high school football teams across the state. Governor Brown signed Assembly Bill 2127 into law, a measure that prohibits middle school and high school football teams from holding full contact drills during off-season practices. The bill also limits the number of full contact practices during the preseason and regular season to 2 days per week. The bill was spurred by the growing concerns over head injuries associated with playing football and is aimed at limiting the amount of contact young football players have while engaged in the sport. The Fortuna Police Department has received a $16,000 grant from the California Alcohol Beverage Control for the upcoming fiscal year, money that will be used to enforce state alcohol laws across the Eel River Valley. Fortuna Police will conduct shoulder tap operations to nab adults who would purchase alcohol for minors and conduct minor decoy operations at businesses in the city to ensure they are complying with state laws regarding the sale of alcohol. The grant will also fund educational programs for local businesses and provide practical information on serving alcohol safely and responsibly. Fire crews have made good progress against the bully fire burning in Shasta County near Redding. The fire has burned more than 12,000 acres, but fire crews have achieved more than 85% containment. More than 1,000 personnel remain on scene, and fire crews continue to strengthen and extend fire lines. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.